No. Charlie horse in my league. The druggist, I call up the druggist and ask, boy, I get them things, I wake up in the morning, I'm scared to move. They would just hit me like that in here. So one day I call up the druggist over there at the GW, here Weinberg, and I ask him, you knew anything good for that? Did you ever try quinine? I said, no. He said, well, why don't you try quinine? It's a regular capsule, like these old capsules a long time ago. I said, well, heck yeah. I said, and then a dozen of them. So I started taking them things. And I noticed they quit, you know? So I took them, and I'd take them like maybe every other night. Something like that, you know. So then I got me another dozen. So I told that to my doctor, Dr. Simmons. He said, well, heck, you say, that do you good? And I said, you better believe it. He said, well, I can prescribe some tablets. I got quinine in it. And, you can take them instead of taking them capsules. Them capsules were running $2 a dozen. So I got one of them right there. You got quinine in it, and I'll take that. Well, don't bother me no more than one morning I got up. It was worrying me.
Talking about,
but it makes your head woozy like.
Talking about people dying, you say, the doctor did everything he could, but the man finally
kicked the bucket.
They say she's been living all alone ever since her husband.
God did.
Since her husband what?
Passed away. Some people have used different ways of sin.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about, if you invited somebody to come and see you this evening, you say, if you don't come over, or you say, I want you to come over. If you don't come,
I'll be mad or something. At you or something.
Or anytime you can come over, we
come on over.
We'll be
glad to have you or something.
We'll be proud, would you say?
Proud or something.
Proud to have you.
Different ways of saying it.
Let me ask you how you met your wife.
How what?
How'd you meet your wife?
How I meet my wife?
Yeah.
Well, I knew her all my life. She was very hard. And we went to school together. And,
a boy might keep going.
Always coming up, you know. If they'd get into an argument or something like that, I'd always take up for her.
Yeah.
So, finally we had a little run in. And
she was your?
She was my girlfriend. So finally we had a little run in.
You were her
boyfriend.
You had a run in, what do you mean?
We had a little argument about something, I don't know what it started about. So we broke up.
She gave you the
she started talking to some boys and all, and I didn't like them, and I said, well, if you want to go that way, go that way. I'll go my way. Then I started going with another girl, and this girl was related too close to me, with my cousin. And, but I'd always be watching my wife. Then my parents got after me and wanted me to break up with her on account of that. So we broke up on account of that, and then we started going together. I was out there in Louisiana Marsh. Cross Lee Barnes stayed out there all winter trapping. And she sent me a, she wrote to me and sent me a picture of her. And when I came back, I started going with her then.
How did she write to you? She knew your...
She knew my, well, she knew the address was at Violet. See, that's what I thought we'd come pick up. Go with the furs and the groceries and all that. That's where he'd land, so she addressed it to him and care of him to me. So he knew me out there on the marsh, you see, so he brought me the letter.
No, you the lady shine.
And we started going out there. Now, the other girl, one of my cousins,